DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. One of the best food scenes in the country, right here in Minnesota. And nobody knows it like magazine food critic and James Beard Award finalist Jason DeRusha. Now bringing you the most interesting people and hottest trends. Let's listen in as DeRusha eats.
Top of the morning to you, or top of the afternoon to you, or I don't know, it's Jason DeRusha. Welcome to DeRusha Eats. Talk about the luck of the Irish. It is just about St. Patrick's Day when we record this podcast. Oh, but it's always St. Patrick's Day here in the U.S., isn't it? Irish. Something about the Irish that always captivates our attention. Maybe it's the lush green landscape. Maybe it's that incredible accent. Maybe it's the Irish whiskey. Today in DeRusha Eats, we're going to be two founders of Irish whiskey brands. Kieran Folliard started as a pub owner in Minneapolis. He created a whiskey and ginger ale cocktail that just went crazy and then founded his own Irish whiskey. After Folliard sold that, he founded, well, in my opinion, it's an even better whiskey, Red Locks Irish Whiskey. And direct from Slane Castle in County Meath, Ireland, we talk with Alex Cunningham about the history of rock and roll at his family's estate and the future of his Irish whiskey brand, Slane. That's a partnership with American whiskey legend Brown-Forman. Irish whiskey, it's smooth, easy drinking, that can be enjoyed by the richest of the rich and the working man and woman as well. We hope you enjoy this very lucky episode of DeRusha Eats. It's always a good time to talk Irish whiskey, I think. We visited with Alex Cunningham from Slane Irish Whiskey, who came over from Ireland. And now we visit with Kieran Folliard, who is from here. But you still have the Irish accent after how many years of living here in Minnesota?
I'll be here 36 years on April 16th.
Wow.
Did
you,
when
you
came,
when you came here 36 years ago, did you think you would be here this long?
No, I have to say, no, I did not anticipate that. But, you know, life takes over, you know, family, work, schools, mortgages, debt, businesses, I don't know, life.
Kieran Folliard is the founder of Red Locks Irish Whiskey. Before that, you had a different whiskey brand that you started.
Two Gingers Irish Whiskey. That's now owned by Beam, so Beam Suntory.
That's a great success to be able to build a brand and sell it off to a giant like Beam, right?
Yeah.
Very good.
You know, I had a great team that I worked with, and I have a great team now. I've got two young people from Ireland out there, Cathy O'Connor. She's up in Fortune Bay right now, so she is flogging the whiskey. And Jerry Diver is from Donegal. Cathy's from Dublin, and he's out in the market as well in the western suburbs here today working on the St. Patrick's Day promotions.
Where in Ireland are you from originally?
County Mayo, Ballyhonus.
Ballyhonus.
Wee town in the west of Ireland.
And many people know you from your days of running restaurants and bars here.
The pubs,
the
pubs. Kieran's the local. And I guess a lot of people over a lot of years, and I still run into a lot of people, so it's fantastic.
Do you
and
miss
I
that?
I get a lot of great support from
Do you
them.
Miss that business at all?
Well, you know, I'm kind of still going in and out of bars and restaurants liquor stores and whatnot. Yeah. I'm still around it, but
in Minnesota, you're not allowed under the law to run a bar.
Well,
or
not
own
just
a bar.
Minnesota; it's actually federal. It's federal law.
Federal
they call
law.
It the three-tier system. If you make it, distribute it, sell it, you can't be doing two of the three. And so that's since Prohibition.
Got it.
Yeah, there are people that can figure out ways to get around it, but why? You know, why bother?
Right.
I mean, we just move on and work on what we're working on.
I think Red Locks is a terrific Irish whiskey. It's
Thank
really
you.
Beautiful. It's very smooth, but it also, to me, it has more flavor than you expect. Mm-hmm. From an Irish whiskey. What was your goal when you went to develop this?
Well, now, in fairness, I have one of the world's greatest distillers and blenders, Noel Sweeney. Noel has been in the business for over 30 years. He's back in Ireland. He's the most decorated distiller in Ireland. He also happens to come from County Mayo, and he is my partner in the business, and he's done an extraordinary job. It's like having a phenomenal chef putting a meal together. That's what Noel does.
When you and Noel sat down to get started, did you talk about, I like this profile, I like this producer? Like, how do you even begin to develop that?
Well, really talk about the market out there and what segment of the market that you're going after. And we're going after a broad market. But we are going after also a sophisticated market in the sense of we want the product to really be appreciated by people, to be valued by people. We want people to do taste tests against other really quality whiskies that are out there. And we want them to discover it from themselves. What is it about this whiskey? 15% is aged in virgin oak, like bourbon. Very unusual for Irish whiskey.
And that gives more color, more flavor.
And then you bring in the orchestra. You bring in the sherry cask finish. And then we have a rye cask finish in there as well.
What is each different finish? What is sherry?
Well, the rye will give you a little bit more of that edge to it, a little bit of the heat to it. Your sherry cask finish will give you a nice velvety feel to it, mouth feel to it.
Nice. It's called Red Locks, and your goal was to produce something that would be sort of, you know, you have different types of whiskey for different occasions, but this was really designed to be mass appeal for people just to...
Well, it was designed to appeal to a broad market in the sense that we wanted it to be a whiskey that people could say, I can have a bottle of this at home and I can sip the whiskey, but, you know, it's fabulous in a cocktail as well, but I want it to be a sipping whiskey.
Yeah.
We're in high-end places, you know. We're their official old-fashioned at Manny's Steakhouse, but we're in great dive bars, you know, Palmer's and Dusty's and Grumpy's. And then everything in between, all the Irish pubs, my old pubs, and our competitors from the old days, pubs as well, you know, the O'Donovan's and Dublin are in those pubs.
Is there something about the Irish that makes, because the way you say with pride that you're in a high-end space, but you're also in a dive bar, which I love that. I love that idea of being something that is high enough quality that on the high end you can enjoy. But also it's meant for the working person, for the average person. Yeah.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with, one, where I came from, but two, also being involved in the pub business, public house, the egalitarian gathering spot, the place where it didn't matter who you are, what you have, you can go in there and you should be accepted and have a great time. It is the people piece. So it's not really about, this is a brand that you said something about me. No, it should really be a brand and a product that you just love to have because it's fantastic.
Kieran Folliard is our guest. We're talking about Redlocks Irish Whiskey. Why didn't you call it Kieran's Irish Whiskey? Did you consider that?
There's enough. My great old friend Neil Justin from the Star Tribune, years ago, we were chatting, and I said we were talking about our personalities, and I said, I'm actually an introvert at heart, which I actually am. And he said, "You're an introvert. You named a bloody pub after yourself." So I thought that's where it needs to stop.
That's enough. That's enough. Yeah. Your whiskey was named one of the gold award winners at the World Whiskey Awards.
The World Whiskey Awards were, it'll be 4 weeks ago on this Friday. Or 4 weeks ago today in London. And to be quite honest with you, we forgot about it. I'm not joking. And on Friday morning, woke up and we had gotten the notice that not alone had we won the gold medal, but we also had won the category of Irish whiskey for 12 years and younger.
And yours is aged
four to six years old.
4 to 6 years. Mm-hmm. But to win that category is something.
Yes, so we go on now and we'll be representing against other countries in London again at the World Whiskey Awards on March 30th. Hmm.
Is there advantage or disadvantage to being a guy in Minnesota who is developing an Irish whiskey? Or do you get away with it because of the accent?
I keep working it every morning.
But you know the American audience, too, which I wonder if that's an advantage when you're creating.
Yeah. Well, I think it's certainly an advantage here in Minnesota because I've been involved in a lot of things here. And
You know everyone.
I know a lot of people, for sure, over all of the years. And I would say if I didn't have Noel Sweeney back at home in Ireland, it might be a bit of a disadvantage because there is great, obviously, validation and credibility to having Ireland's premier distiller blender back at home as your partner.
Well, otherwise, the risk is you sort of become like one of these celebrity tequila endorsers, right? Where people look and they're like, all right, what do you really know about tequila? Hollywood actress,
Minor celebrity.
Minor celebrity in your... Yes, in your case. Well, far be it for me to decide who's a minor celebrity or not. I would say I'm a small C celebrity, not a big C.
I would say, no, just, I look at it as being, it's a great place to live, obviously, here in Minnesota. Yeah. I wouldn't have stayed for 36 years if I didn't. And obviously, we get huge support across the board, it's incredible. I was chatting with Billy Sushi last night. I mean, he's a character and a phenomenal restaurant and so forth, And it's the only Irish whiskey that he's got in his establishment. Yeah. And so, there are things like that when you get this sort of support. All my old pubs, all the other Irish pubs, they all support us, And it's then... Nice. There's, all the bars, restaurants that are out there on the continuum. I was talking with Katie up at Cascade Lodge today, and I'm going to see her actually on Friday. We're going to have lunch at Bluefin Bay up there.
Nice.
And she's a phenomenal supporter. And so, but their personal, their relationships built over the years.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yes. The holiest of all high holidays, I remind people.
Yes. Well, there is some highness that happens on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm sure he's turning in his grave seeing what we've done to
his
day.
Not quite what he intended. Do you enjoy it? Are you glad?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's a great opportunity. So Kathy, Jerry, myself, Greg, who's our president, CFO, Jenny in the office with us as well, our backbone, all the different people. So we'll be going around to accounts from 7 a.m. in the morning until probably, Kathy and Jerry might make it out until 2 a.m. I'll probably make it to midnight.
Right.
And we're going to go visit probably, I would say between Thursday and Friday, we will visit 50 accounts in the Twin Cities. Literally 50 accounts.
You have to hustle.
To thank them.
You have to say
just
thank
to
you.
Just to say thanks.
And you have
to
hustle,
to say thanks.
Right?
Show them that we have gratitude and appreciation for the great support that they give us.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be down in, you know, places like Savage and Shakopee with O'Brien's and McHugh's and all
place.
Of these places. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Terrific.
Out at McCormick's, Wayzata, you know, Ballinrain, over on the far side.
All right. Yeah. You've mentioned all of them now. It's enough. I admire it, but I also have
but
to
it
stop
it. But it is actually also how I feel. It is how I feel.
Karen,
we are greatly appreciative.
I love having you on. I love talking to you and so glad for your success. Well, happy St. Patrick's
all relative,
Day.
But thank you. I really appreciate it, Jason.
Really
you've always been a great supporter over the years, so thank you.
All right. Just mention me when you're on somebody else's radio show.
I will, yes, when I'm at the Oscars.
Here in Fire, Red Locks. Go have yourself a nice pour of it to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com. DeRussia Eats continues. Here's your host, Jason DeRussia.
It is time for DeRussia Eats, as we do every Thursday at 4 o'clock. And today I want to get you in the spirit for St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day coming on March 17th. You think about green beer and Irish whiskey. And in town right now is just a fascinating guy who founded an Irish whiskey brand. And he's got a great Irish brogue. So I hope you enjoy our conversation. DeRussia Eats, brought to you by Liquor Boy. Our guest is Alex Cunningham from Slain Irish Whiskey. Alex Cunningham. We'll try to say it right. Alex Cunningham. Alex, you say your last name. It sounds better from you with the
brogue. It's pronounced Cunningham. It's just got a quirky Y in there just to be difficult.
We are so glad to have you with us. You're the founder of Slain Irish Whiskey here in the States. Timed for St. Patrick's Day month, I assume?
Yes, we're cranking up now, getting ready for that kind of big push and excitement that happens around Irish whiskey and our kind of national day. We're very lucky as a little country in the corner of Europe to have a day that's celebrated around the world.
It is. Certainly Americans did our part in kind of propelling that day, and Irish whiskey is always a part of it. What made you want to launch an Irish whiskey brand?
So it came out of, so Slane is actually the village where I'm from in Ireland. It's just a little bit north of Dublin in County Meath. And our family home is a place called Slane Castle. And I'm excited to be here in Minneapolis because it's a great home for music. And that's kind of where we came from. So my dad, Henry, started doing gigs during the Troubles in 1981, the first Slane concert. Thin Lizzy headlined. U2 were just starting out. They were the opening act. And about 20,000 people poured into our front garden at Slane Castle. And that started us on a journey of over 40 years now of having some of the greats play there. And we got into music because, you know, whiskey and music go well together, and we wanted to have something to be able to offer the punters when they arrived.
Right.
But we're also a farming family, and we grow our own barley. So it was a nice way to be able to add value to that on the property and then send Slane Irish Whiskey out around the world, which is what we do now.
Is there a creativity link, you think, that draws... I mean, we know why musicians are drawn to whiskey. I mean, but
yes.
But for you as a creator, as a farming family, what is it that draws you to the musicians?
Besides
the coolness, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, was lucky enough to grow up and see some great acts. I suppose, you know, whiskey and music for me are two forces that kind of bring people together. And Slane's a whiskey that's designed to be precisely that. I call it good session whiskey, which means when you crack open the bottle, hopefully it doesn't last too long because right. it's good and full flavored, and you can mix it any way you want to. And we try and deliver that full flavor at an affordable price. And if you do that, you've got a session whiskey on your hands. And then in terms of parallels with music, you know, blending whiskey is all about trying to get the notes right. And, you know, laying down a track is the same thing. It's about balancing the different notes to deliver a good harmony, a good tune, or a good blend.
I like that, because when you taste whiskey, and I think some people, when you talk to people who enjoy spirits of any kind, in Minnesota, there are people who, when you mention whiskey, will be like, oof. I'm not a whiskey drinker. And you think, well, there's a broad variety of whiskey flavors, right? Some are going to punch you in the face. Some Absolutely. Are more subtle.
I think Irish is probably generally very easy drinking and accessible. So like someone starting out on their whiskey journey, it's a good place to start. And I think that's why Irish is growing so fast, not just because of the affiliation with all things Irish, and particularly in this month of March, but actually... It's just a really easy way to drink whiskey, and we wanted to deliver on that, but we wanted to deliver plenty of bang for your buck, so it is full flavored, and that's what the triple casking process does that we use for the maturation.
Alex Cunningham is our guest from Slane Irish Whiskey, visiting the Twin Cities in Minnesota as you're visiting some bars and some vendors as well, some of your retailers, I imagine.
Yeah, I might be drinking a whiskey or two along the way as well.
You brought a bottle. Why don't we crack it open?
Absolutely. So, yeah, this is our...
It's going to make the rest of this interview much better.
It always does, yeah. So this is a triple cast Irish whiskey blend. So we use malt and grain whiskeys. There you go, Jason.
Thank you.
And we mature it separately and at the same time in three different casks. And two of those casks actually come from this country. So one comes from Kentucky. It's a brand new virgin oak barrel, which is actually how you make American whiskey generally. So a little unusual to use it for Irish.
Because you get flavor from that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so the American whiskey rules, you have to use new wood. We don't in Ireland. But we decided we wanted to use it for this one because we're tied to Brown-Forman, who make barrels. So we were able to avail of that. And this really heavy toast gives like a big hit of vanilla. Yeah. On the nose. And then the second barrel is also from this country. And we take that from Tennessee. It's actually an ex-Jack Daniels barrel.
Huh.
So
are you really Irish whiskey at this point?
It's a very good point, because if we had used three American barrels, maybe we would have leaned a little too
You'd
over.
Be out, yes.
We'd be out. So that Jack Daniels barrel, what that does is it deepens the sweet note. So you're going to get vanilla and kind of lovely brown sugar notes on the nose, a nice soft texture, because a Jack Daniels barrel is very heavily charred, and that helps to mellow and soften out the whiskey and kind of leaves a nice mouthfeel. And you're going to get brown sugar notes, which if you're making drinks like Irish coffees or old fashions, the sweet note's already there. And then we didn't go for an American one for the last one because we wanted to balance that one out. So that's actually a direct influence from my grandpa. And he loved his Irish whiskies that had a sherry cask influence. And that's what we use for the third one. And that kind of pulls it away, and you're introducing grape notes. So you cross grape from the sherry with grain from the whiskey, and you get lovely kind of dried fruit notes going on. And a little bit of spice on the finish. So hopefully, as I said, an easy drinking, good session Irish whiskey.
Cheers. It's beautiful.
Sláinte.
Sláinte, indeed. Yeah, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. It is... compared to some Irish whiskies, I would say it has a bolder flavor, but it's incredibly smooth.
Yeah, well, thanks for saying that. That's exactly what we were trying to do, is deliver a little bit more.
You can tell even in the color.
Yeah. Now, you're going to get color from new wood. All of the color in whiskey comes from the wood.
Right.
So if you use a brand new oak barrel, which is our first one, that's going to give you color. And then an Oloroso sherry cask will deepen the color notes as well. So that accounts for the kind of color of the whiskey. But yeah, it's about hopefully plenty of good flavor, and you can drink it any way you want to. That's what we wanted to do with Slane.
Alex Cunningham is our guest. He is the founder of Slane Irish Whiskey, along with your family. You did it with when you launched it, it was with your family, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I did it with my dad and my stepmom was involved. So very much a family kind of project. And
do you all still work together?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, dad is still very much involved. I'm kind of, I guess, traveling on the road, trying to tell the stories and explain how the brand was put together. So I'm on the road quite a lot, but I live in Slane in the castle with my wife and kids, and we're still trying to do the gigs. We got Harry Styles coming in June next year, so that's going to be a good show.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, we run the farm, we grow the barley, and we do lots of other things on the estate, including even with glamping and all kinds of things. So it's a busy business, but it's a lot of fun.
Do you get, when you look back at your life and think of some of the different acts that you saw at the castle, 40 years of music, right?
Yep.
What are some that stand out to you?
So I think the first time I really appreciated the proper power of live music, so it was probably one of the biggest shows we did. It was Queen with Freddie Mercury. They reckon it was about 100,000 people in the front garden. And I remember Freddie came off stage for a while to do whatever Freddie does, and Brian May was playing this amazing solo, and he had the whole crowd in the palm of his hand. And there's that lovely energy when the crowd is about to applause, but they haven't just yet. And in that precise moment, Freddie comes back on stage and just lets rip with this amazing note, and 100,000 people went crazy, including me, as a kind of 9 or 10 year old, and that's when I realized just how powerful live music is. So that was probably one of my early standout memories from Slane.
Wow. What a unique experience, right? And what a crazy upbringing you had to have.
Yeah, it was a little wild, all right. Dad was a bit of a maverick, but like him putting on that first show during the Troubles ultimately saved the property. I wouldn't be sitting here if he hadn't taken the decision to open the gates. And he always saw his music as being a kind of a unifying force to bring people together. And he proved the critics wrong, and the rest is history.
Do you think, and Alex Cunningham is our guest, and as we sit here with this bottle of Slane Irish whiskey, do you think that, much like music brought people together, certainly in Ireland, you know, you think starting in 1981 in these big concerts, yeah, right at the castle, does spirits, does Irish whiskey, I mean, this month especially, we think about it, it does a similar thing.
It does, yeah. I mean, whiskey, in my mind, you know, whiskey's for sharing and bringing people together, and, you know, and
do you think we've gotten too nerdy about it? I mean, certainly you see it in Irish whiskey. Here in America, yeah, you see it with bourbon, where people become so obsessed with getting kind of the unachievable. I wonder if it takes some of the fun away of having this be something that really is about sharing with friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Look,
it's not like a flex. It shouldn't be such a flex.
Yeah,
like, oh, look what I have that you don't.
I'm quite happy to geek out myself, you know.
Well, I like to also.
On occasion, right? But this is an everyday drinking whiskey. Like Slane, you know, we have 3 copper pot stills. We have column stills. So we're making higher-end whiskeys that are just not ready yet. So the geeky stuff and the kind of higher end stuff, sure, that's coming from Slane, but we're a young distillery. But this is our everyday drink and blend. This is not designed to be pretentious or complicated. It's designed to be accessible, and it's for sharing and drinking any way you want to. So I think getting serious around this doesn't really make sense. Whiskey's also supposed to be fun, you know? You got to have the crack. So so sharing a bottle of Slane around, you know, with mates, that's the way to enjoy it.
Yeah. A good lesson for this month and for all year, really. It's about finding ways to come together with friends and celebrate and enjoy.
Yeah, sharing drinks and sharing stories. I mean, that's one of the joys.
Do the Irish really like St. Patrick's Day, or do you get annoyed at the perception?
Like we have a lovely...
The drunk Irishman, the leprechaun.
No. I mean, look, there's a bit of the so-called, as you say, the paddy whackery, right?
Right.
That's there, but like we have a lovely parade in Slane Village. There's a big parade and celebration in Dublin itself. So we celebrate, we the Irish definitely celebrate it. It was, I guess, ramped up, if you like, in the States. But I think everybody enjoys a conviviality of the day, you know, and that's really, that's an important spirit of the Irish is coming together as friends and family and having a good time.
Do the Irish really have soda bread?
Yes.
Do you have corned beef?
I love it.
Or do we make this up, the corned beef sandwich?
Yeah, corned beef is maybe a little less common, I'll be honest, but we definitely eat lots of soda bread.
Lots of soda bread. Very good. All right, well, people can find Slane Irish Whiskey all over the place. It's at all of your favorite liquor stores and lots of bars and restaurants, too, serving up cocktails. What's your favorite cocktail to make with Irish whiskey?
Totally depends on the occasion, you know.
You said Irish coffee, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, like it's got to be, you know, good Irish coffee. Yeah. You can't beat it. It's one of the great cocktails of the world. If I'm drinking on a kind of regular session, I'll actually just drink it on the rocks, mm-hmm. kind of straight up. But I love my classic three-ingredient cocktails, so like a Tipperary or a Boulevardier or even a Manhattan, because they're all full-flavored, and I like my boozy cocktails. So yeah. Slane works pretty well in all of those.
Nice. Excellent. Alex Cunningham, Slane Irish Whiskey, so glad to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a million.
Thanks so much for listening to the DeRussia Eats podcast on WCCO Radio, 830 AM. We do conversations with chefs, with farmers, with small business people every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. The podcast is available every week. If you enjoyed what you heard, I would love for you to leave us a review. Give us however many stars you can. I don't know, 10, 20 stars would be nice, 5 stars, and leave your feedback as well. It really helps us grow and helps support covering the food community here at WCCO Radio and in the DeRussia Eats podcast. If you'd like to email me with an idea or a question about the restaurant scene, you can email Jason at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jason at Odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time on the DeRussia Eats podcast.
Thanks for listening to DeRussia Eats. Dan Cook is our producer. Jason DeRussia is your host. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast platform and leave us a review. DeRussia Eats is a production of Odyssey. You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.